He is risen. October 4th. He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, and be crucified, and the third day rise again. The Sabbath was past, and Mary Magdalene came early in the morning, when it was yet dark, unto the sepulchre. Other women were to meet her there, but Mary was the first at the sepulchre. They had prepared the sweet spices to anoint the body of their Lord. The women were greatly terrified, and buried their faces in the earth, for the sight of the angels was more than they could endure. The angels were compelled to hide their glory yet more decidedly before they could converse with the women. The women trembled with awe. The angels said, Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay. There was no more weeping for Mary. Her heart was filled with joy and rejoicing. While Mary was absent, he, Christ, appeared to the women who had come to the sepulchre from another direction. Go quickly, and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead, and behold, he goeth before you into Galilee, there shall ye see him. As yet there had been no revelation of Christ to the 11, and the women went to tell the disciples the wondrous news. Thus Christ made an appointment for a public meeting with his followers in Galilee. Who was it that reminded the women who were seeking Christ in the tomb of what the Savior had said to them previously? It was Christ who had risen, as he had told them he would. In this connection Mark gives a most precious statement that must not be overlooked. The angel said to the women, Go your way, tell his disciples and Peter that he goeth before you into Galilee. What a comforting message was thus given to the women to give to Peter. The last look Jesus had given Peter was after the disciples' thrice repeated denial. Peter was not forgotten by Christ, and this mention of his name signified to him that he was forgiven. The wonderful instruction that Christ had given his disciples was never to lose its force, but they had to be reminded of the lessons that Christ had repeatedly given them while he was yet with them. Remember, said the angel, how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, and be crucified, and the third day rise again. The disciples were surprised that they had not thought of these things before.